unifying fight for the heart and soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Well, the breaking news this morning is that they have caught, and he is now dead, the person who was behind the bombings. Certainly looks like that's the case. The thing that seemed to break the case was him going to Federal Express and mailing the packages. That allowed them to get photographs, ID the guy, get some Google searches, get a search warrant from Google, look at his searches to see that he was looking for explosives. Yeah, this looks like the guy, multiple indications that this is the guy. Then they got his cell phone, tracked him down to the motel where he was staying. As they surrounded him, and it's not clear exactly what events have happened, we're waiting for the police to have an official press conference. But apparently, in the process of them trying to take him into custody, he blew up a bomb in a car that he was sitting in and killed himself. They don't seem to have anybody else at the time. So we'll have some more information about this particular case as we look at it. The individual is 24 years old, is all they're saying. They're withholding his identity, pending next of kin, of course, a white man, 24 years old. No indication as to his motives, other than somebody, kind of strange as last night. They've been begging with him, talk to us. And so apparently he went on Reddit, which would also indicate that he would be a younger guy to go on Reddit. And he, a mysterious social media user, as the New York Daily News reported, this was earlier before the events today, said that he was the killer, and he said he compared himself to the Zodiac Killer and said he was not a racist. He said it's not race-related like the media has speculated. I also enjoy laughing at the massive police presence that simply can't find or de-anonymize me. He said he simply wanted to watch the world burn down. He says that my intention is not to kill people. I just want to burn the world down. And so when I look at this, it kind of reminds me of a story that broke 3 or 4 days ago in Germany. We had authorities there that uncovered Antifa-linked hoard of chemicals, high explosives, a mobile bomb factory in Thuringia, Germany, according to local media. It appears that most of the media doesn't want to talk about this. This is a report that's in Breitbart. They want to play it down, of course, for obvious political reasons. These people who are associated with this group are in high political office. Isn't that interesting? Same thing kind of happens here in the United States, doesn't it? You typically find these people who are affiliated with Black Lives Matter, Antifa, associated with the State Department, other federal agencies, connected in high places. Well, that's the case in Germany as well. And, you know, when you look at a situation where this guy says he simply wants to watch the world burn down, of course, we don't know what his political affiliations are, if he even has any. But when I look at somebody who says that they want to burn the world down, to me, that sounds more like a left-wing anarchist nihilist than it does somebody on the right. People on the right typically want to control the world. You know, Sieg Heil, we're going to control everything. But the people on the left, these leftist activists, they simply want to burn the world down. That is more in line with their motivations. We'll wait and see. I'm sure that all the people on the left believe that with somebody on the right, all the people on the right like me believe it's somebody on the left. But when I look at this nihilistic declaration and his age, I think it that kind of makes sense. They suspended the account and they scrubbed the messages from the website. So we'll see what happens. But as Breitbart pointed out in this case in Germany, the media doesn't really want to talk about it. The guy that they said, Bodo Ramelow, Thuringia's minister president. I mean, this sounds like something from a Marx Brothers movie, but that's actually the guy's name. Maybe I'm not pronouncing it correctly. A member of Die Linke, the left party, gave one of the two individuals accused of being linked to the materials a democracy award for their commitment to taking on neo-Nazis. Yeah, there you go. According to Welt am Sonntag. And the Breitbart people said, oh, by the way, you know, did you guys ever notice that there was over 2,000 crimes committed at the G20 by Antifa, alt-left extremists? Welcome to hell. That was the name of their protest. Welcome to hell is what they called it at the G20. They're the kind of people who want to burn things down. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection, Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cell Force helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, as I said at the top of the hour, they have now caught, and he's blown himself up, the Austin bomber. Some new information is trickling out as we speak. Still no name. But I was just given a little bit more information about the confrontation. I'll repeat this for our radio listeners who are listening to news summaries at the top of the hour. And for those of you who already heard it, I've got some new information. It appears, as I said at the top of the hour, it appears that the thing that broke the case was pictures that they got of the individual as he was dropping off the package at Federal Express. I guess he didn't think about that. Apparently, he was wearing a yellow wig. Kind of unusual if you look at these pictures. And we have a tweet that was from Randy Beamer, WOAI, out of San Antonio. And this is when they were still trying to identify him. And they had the pictures, had four pictures of him in the Federal Express office. They said, this is the person of interest that they're looking for. Do you recognize him? If you do, contact the FBI and so forth and so on. And so they also had, there was a couple of different locations because he mailed a couple of different packages. The second package did not blow up like the first one did when it was going through the sorting house at the FedEx hub near San Antonio. Minor, it wasn't really an injury to anybody at that point in time. It wasn't close to anybody. Somebody was taken out and treated for sound exposure. Just checking their, probably their ears were ringing, I'm sure, in a closed area like that with a bomb going off. But fortunately, nobody was injured there. And apparently what they did was after they got the photographs at Federal Express, they got an idea of who this guy was, and they did some, they got a search warrant on him in Google. They noticed that they saw that he had been looking, Googling for information about how to create explosives and so forth. Then they got his cell phone number. They triangulated it down to the hotel where he was staying. And at that point where they surrounded him, he tried to flee the motel in a car with the police right behind him. He ultimately drove it into a ditch. There was shooting, and he blew the car up, killing himself. And as I tweeted that out this morning, I could not resist putting in that he was hoisted by his own petard. A turn of phrase that I always used to think had something to do with sailing ships. You know, hoisting the sails and so forth. But no, actually, that's an old expression. It means that you've been blown up by your own bomb. That's what a petard is. And so he actually was, got a bit of his own medicine here, killing himself. He had earlier, perhaps, we don't know if this was him, there was a Reddit user who claimed to be the Boston bomber. He came on and said, my intention is not to kill people. I'm doing this simply because I want to watch the world burn. And he said, it's not race-related like the media has speculated. I enjoy laughing at the massive police presence that simply can't find or de-anonymize me. Well, they did. Didn't take them too long. That wasn't long before they actually got him. So however they found him, we're glad that they got him. And the question then remains, who is this guy? All we know is he's a 24-year-old white male. We don't know anything else about him. No name has been released, so nobody can look into his background. But as I pointed out at the top of the hour, when you look at him saying, I just want to watch the world burn, doesn't that sound like, and I know I'm a conservative, I'm going to think it looks like Antifa. And Rachel Maddow is probably saying, oh, this is some conservative. I don't think so. Conservatives do things differently. They have a different motive. It's Antifa that always seems to want to burn the world down. And evidence of this is a story from 3 days ago from Breitbart, actually 4 days ago, March the 17th. They found an Antifa-linked hoard of chemicals, high explosives, and a mobile bomb factory in Germany. But the local media reported it. But the mainstream media and the international media, other than Breitbart and some conservative organizations, don't want to talk about this. Isn't it interesting? And as they pointed out, the area's minister president, who is also a member of the left party that they call Die Linke, had given this, these people who had the materials, he'd given them this left-wing political party, had given these left-wing Antifa people with all the explosives, chemicals, and mobile bomb factory. He had given them an award because they took on the neo-Nazis. And these are the same people. This is why I say they want to burn the world down. They had 2,000 crimes committed, as Breitbart points out, at the G20 and their clashes with police that they labeled welcome to hell. This is what alt-left extremists do. So it'll be interesting to see. That's my prediction. I may be wrong. But at this point, looks like a lefty anarchist nihilist to me. But we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, as we had the shooting yesterday, what stopped that shooting? As everybody pointed out, it was a good guy with a gun. But liberals like de Blasio, and of course this was the school security officer there who stopped this shooter. Apparently he came in, maybe it was some kind of a love triangle. He seriously injured, I think she's critically injured. Has there been any update on the condition of the people who were shot there? I think that, sorry? Okay, nothing yet. Last I saw, she was in critical condition. The girl that was shot was in critical condition. There was a young boy that was also shot. He was in not as bad a condition. But the officer, resource officer there at that school, did not hide. He did not stand behind his golf cart. He was not told by the sheriff's office to stand down like they did at the school shooting in Florida. No, he engaged him immediately and killed the shooter. But when we look at people like de Blasio, the mayor of New York, he said, I don't want school security officers in the schools. I don't want guns in school. Well, idiot, you're going to get guns in school whether you like it or not. The question is, who's going to have the guns? Anybody can do a sucker punch attack, just like this bomber. You know, should we have all the high school students come out in Austin and march against bombing campaigns? Don't do any more bombing campaigns. We need a bomb prohibition. We need to not have bomb prohibition anymore. When somebody wants to harm somebody else, there's absolutely nothing you can do. Even if that individual is the president of the United States, as JFK prophetically said. He said, anybody can exchange their life for mine. And they did. They did. And so you can't stop violence of any sort. You can walk up behind somebody in a school with a baseball bat and sucker punch them, or, you know, hit them in the back of the head with a baseball bat and kill them. And then what happens? Well, you're going to have the crowd there. Probably somebody in the crowd or multiple people in the crowd are going to take them on and try to wrestle that baseball bat away from them before they kill anybody else. And so the liberals say, see, it's the gun. The gun is the thing that's bad. Well, what if the person with a bat is stronger than everybody else? What if he's a big guy and there's not any big guys around to take him on? And he's the biggest, baddest guy in the group. What are you going to do? What balances the power? Well, you don't have to be a big guy if you have a gun, right? You don't want to take a knife to a gunfight. And that's the whole issue. You had the big coach at the Stoneman Douglas. He was a big guy. He was bigger than that shooter, but he couldn't do anything about it because the shooter had the gun. The bad guy had the gun. The good guy didn't, Mr. de Blasio, Mayor de Blasio. Do you understand how that balance of power works out? We understand how it works out, and we understand what your true motive is. You don't want the people protected, even by police officers. You demonize the gun because you want to take our guns because you want that balance of power to be so far on the side of our government controllers that there's nothing we can do about it. And that's why the Second Amendment is there, to address that imbalance of power. If we have a society where everybody is crazy enough that they just want to kill the next person before they can turn around and do it, there isn't anything that's going to protect us. But if we have a society where only a minority of the people are crazy, then the majority of people need to have the tools where they can effectively defend themselves against these kinds of sucker attacks that are carried out by bombers and by cowards who come in with a gun into an area where nobody else is armed. And it's we're glad to see that no more people than just the two that were hit were hurt. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's MycoZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in MycoZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria that probiotics help displace, yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2, if there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
You know, we got the mad bomber of Austin. And purportedly, what somebody said, claiming to be him on Reddit, said, "I just want to burn the world down." Well, you know, people like Nikki Haley can actually follow through on that. And there's a question here from Zero Hedge. What do they know that we don't? We've got DNC, our District of Columbia officials who are flocking to doomsday camps. Kind of reminds me of Dr. Strangelove. Remember this clip?
I would guess that a dwelling space for several hundred thousand of our people could easily be provided.
Well, I would hate to have to decide who stays up and who goes down.
Well, that would not be necessary, Mr. President. Could easily be accomplished with a computer. And the computer could be set and programmed to accept factors from youth, health, sexual fertility, intelligence, and a cross-section of necessary skills.
We could use Facebook.
It would be absolutely vital that our top government and military men be included to foster and impart the required principles of leadership and tradition.
And at that point, he just can't restrain himself from doing the Sieg Heil. A clear reference to the German scientist who brought over part of Operation Mockingbird, but Kubrick always exposed the methods of the globalists, didn't he? Absolutely amazing. And this is where these people are right now. Look at this headline here from Zero Hedge. What do they know in Washington, D.C., these D.C. officials, what do they know that we don't? They're flocking to doomsday camps. And these are probably some of the lower-level people who don't believe they're going to be included in Dr. Strangelove's list there. They're having to do this on their own because there are massive, deep underground military bases that these guys are working on for the higher level government officials. So these are the ones that are a little bit further down. They have to take care of this on their own. But they are starting to get concerned about things. And these are people, as they point out, from all of these three-letter agencies. As they point out, this is a story from SHTFplan.com. Washington, D.C. government officials are flocking to doomsday camps around the country, which, of course, begs the question, what do they know that we do not? Well, you can figure this out if you just watch Nikki Haley and Theresa May. These people recklessly pushing for a hotter Cold War. According to the Washington Examiner, a building network of backwoods doomsday camps around the country are pulling in members from affluent areas. Even Washington national security officials, as threats grow from nuclear war. Where are those threats growing from? They're growing from our side, verbally. I mean, you know, what Nikki Haley is doing reminded me of watching Nikita Khrushchev at the UN take off his shoe and pound the podium saying, "We will bury you." I mean, certainly there are weapons and threats, and we're going to talk about this, from Russia and China. But the bellicose warmongering that is coming out is coming from people like Nikki Haley and Theresa May. They're screaming it at the top of their lungs. We want a war with these people. They go on to say, dubbed the Fortitude Ranch, the outpost promised protection and a year's supply of food for those unable to build their own bunker with preparations for an HTF. The crap hits the fan, folks. What's more, until a crisis strikes, the doomsday camps are being used for prepper training and for vacations. One of Fortitude Ranch's members in the Baltimore area said that he and others joined after, quote, waking up to the potential of a national crisis from an attack, a financial meltdown, or political violence. He said, "For most of us, something rattled our cages and woke us up." And the creator of Fortitude said, "We're seeing members from all of the three-letter agencies, as I mentioned. He is a retired Air Force colonel and an intelligence officer." And he was referring to agencies like the CIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, the FBI, and more. He called an attack or even a weather-related electromagnetic pulse shutdown electric grid inevitable. And he said it's been the driving force behind his project. And that's kind of interesting because he's also got a cryptocurrency that he calls Fortitudes. And we've got some updates about the NSA putting people who buy Bitcoin on their most wanted list of people to spy on. You know, they look for interesting people, not bad people. Buying Bitcoin doesn't make you bad, but it makes you interesting to the NSA. We have an update on that in just a moment, too. But he also established a ranch in West Virginia. That's going to be an area that is remote enough away from Washington, D.C., to be somewhat protected, but also close enough that people can get there. And then also in Colorado, they got 10 others planned. Why would it be something close to D.C. and something in Colorado? Well, if you've been paying attention, you know that CIA is really moving their headquarters to Colorado, to the Denver area. That's really been the center of their relocation. They say each camp has a shooting range and is equipped to handle between 50 and 500 people during any crap hits the fan scenario. They have lodges, underground bunkers, and guard towers. Now, as I said, we have Nikki Haley and Theresa May out there bellicose and belligerently screaming about this supposed Novichok gas attack against the double agent spy. Actually, he's a triple agent, probably, in the UK. And this came out from Annie War. It follows along with what I was saying yesterday. They said that now tests of the substance in Britain poisoning will take 3 weeks. I had read you quotes before from the Metropolitan Police. They said, we've got hundreds of investigators on this. But it is a very complex investigation. It's going to take us months to do this. Now they're saying, well, it'll only take 3 weeks. They have been leaning on Porton Down, which is the chemical weapons center for the UK, only 7 miles from where this happened. And there is a history in the past of Porton Down and other military agencies in the UK, just like in the US, using the population as part of unannounced human experimentation. Without people's knowledge or consent, they found out about it later, putting stuff in subway systems, as they have done in New York and Boston and so forth. But now this is the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons that I've talked about so much when I talk about this, the OPCW. They really might have something to say about this, don't you think? These are the people who, along with the United States and the Western powers, as the Soviet Union broke down after the fall in 1989, for the next couple of years, it was an open arms bazaar for nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons. People were very concerned about what was going to be happening. They were concerned that there were going to be suitcase nukes that were going to be taken and used by terrorists or chemical weapons. And so it was the opportunity for people in a desperately poor economy and in some satellite areas that were no longer even under Russian control in Uzbekistan, an opportunity for them to make a lot of money by selling these weapons. So that's one way that this stuff could have gotten out. But starting in 2005, the OPCW, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, for a 10-year period, they went to the Soviet Union and they destroyed these stockpiles. And they inspected to make sure that there weren't any factories. They were assured, and of course they could have been fooled, but they were assured at the time that didn't happen. The British ambassador said, great job, we've done it, we've shut this down. And now the British government is calling on the same organization, the OPCW, to do tests on this substance. And they say, well, we might be able to have a result of this in maybe 3 weeks. And the point that Annie War makes is if they can't tell within 3 weeks, then how did Theresa May know immediately? Good question.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
I want to plow into all of this that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to finish up on this Cold War provocation of Nikki Haley and Theresa May that I've been talking about for the last couple of days, because that is what's really dangerous, folks. They have the power to burn the world down, unlike this Austin bomber. They are every bit as irresponsible and as dangerous, actually far more dangerous, but just as irresponsible. And I want to talk about the difference in the way the establishment press, the government, the stock market, Wall Street people view any discussion about Russia versus any discussion about China. Yeah, they're both dangerous to us. Who presents the greater danger, and who is constantly protected on the one hand, and the other country is constantly blamed for everything, no matter how absurd it is? It's very interesting if you look at these geopolitical dynamics. And, of course, they're based on who the globalists like, who the globalists are using, who are their pets, who are their tools, their instruments. But as I pointed out at the beginning of the last segment, we have people who are part of the Washington establishment, but not high up. These would be the middle-level people or lower down. They are prepping. They understand what is going on. They know something that a lot of people have not come to terms with. They know what's going on. And they're making their own arrangements. Of course, the people higher up, they've got their own Dr. Strangelove and their deep underground bunkers to take care of them. Those are the higher up people. You are on your own. Even the people who are working for a lot of these three-letter agencies are on their own and making preparations. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about what's coming up with the Federal Reserve, the interest rate scam that they're about to put on us again, the history of this, what the banks are doing, also the attack on cryptocurrencies. We got some updates on Hillary Clinton and her crazy news. But before we do all of that, I just want to remind you of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program and keeps us independent. And of course, you can go there and find all kinds of products there to help you prepare as part of your preparation, but also to help you make yourself and your family healthier right now. The best thing you can do, even for a crap hits the fan scenario, is to make sure that you are as healthy as possible going into it. And of course, if you make yourself healthy, that's going to improve the quality of life right now. Even if nothing happens, it's going to improve your quality of life. So do things that are going to make you healthy. We got a lot of products there. We got prepping products, but we also have a lot of health products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. And this is like our other Super Blue products, our toothpaste and mouthwash. We took the fluoride out of those and we put in iodine, which is the healthy halogen, and we added nano silver. Very important, because that is very effective at fighting bacteria. I mean, just take a look at hospitals. They still use silver, you know. It used to be that just the rich people had silver plates, and it wasn't just because it was pretty. It was very effective in terms of protecting them against bacteria. You know, the middle class, they were eating off of lead plates, and they were suffering the consequences of that, obviously, as well. But the wealthy people, they were eating off of silver plates. And you still see this in burn units. They will still use a kind of silver salve over somebody that's badly burned to keep down infection. And so we put nano silver into the toothpaste, into the mouthwash, and now into this new product, the Gargle, that is effective at fighting bacteria. And, of course, the bacteria in your mouth is going to create gum disease, tooth loss, heart disease, that type of thing. We now have Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, 33% off. A couple of other products that are on sale. Alexa Pure, our revolutionary air purification system, now $50 off at InfoWarsStore.com. And Myco ZX Plus, our reformulation of Myco ZX, a product designed to help you fight and eliminate toxins in your body. Myco ZX Plus, the new reformulation, has now been released, and it is 50% off. So take a look at those specials. We really do appreciate your support. All right, let's get back to what's happening with the Cold War. In the last 24 hours, we had President Trump being criticized, as they point out on the Hill. He faces a backlash simply because he called up Putin and congratulated him on the election. And we had the usual suspects, people like John McCain, saying the president insulted the people of Russia. An American president does not lead the free world by congratulating dictators on winning sham elections, said our own Dr. Strangelove, John McCain. And when I look at this, you have to, and certainly McCain understands the context of this call, because part of this call was also Trump saying that he will meet with Putin to discuss an arms race that is getting out of control. Wouldn't that be a good idea, John McCain? No, John McCain doesn't want any kind of control on an arms race. As a matter of fact, this is a guy who wants to burn the world down. He is more dangerous than this Austin bomber. He's gone around giving arms to ISIS in Syria, pushing for war at every instant, selling weapons everywhere, meeting with terrorists. This is the John McCain that really wants to burn the world down. And he doesn't want President Trump talking to Putin. See, that's why he focused on the first part of the call. You're going to call up and say, oh, congratulations on winning your new election. By the way, can we talk about the nuclear arms that are getting out of control here? And we got other types of arms. We got autonomous killing machines. We're starting a new arms race with that. Can't we do, you know, you're going to start with something like that. But of course, you're going to say, well, congratulations on winning your election. John McCain pretends that's the only purpose of the call. John McCain understands that the real purpose of the call is to establish contact, to have a little bit of easing of tensions. Remember when they talked about that and they called it detente? Senator Kissinger, detente. Everybody is like gravitas, detente. Well, detente simply means an easing of tensions. Can we have some detente? It was good when Henry Kissinger did it, but now it's not a good thing. It was really good when we had detente with the Chinese. It was really good when we turned over all of our factories to the Chinese and our manufacturing. Have them do it for us. We didn't turn it over to the Russians. Isn't that interesting? We turned it over to the Chinese communists. They have always been the preferred pets of the globalists. And so when you talk about any kind of easing of tension with the Russians, oh, that's bad. That's really bad. You are appeasing dictators. We want a Cold War. But then whenever you talk about the massive threat of the Chinese, Wall Street and the globalists start to scream, you're going to start a trade war. This is going to be horrible. You know what? A trade war, if that were to, and it hasn't started. As I pointed out, a trade war has been going on for decades. We've been at a disadvantage, a 10-to-1 disadvantage, for example, on automobiles in terms of tariffs. They charge 10 times more tax on American cars coming into China than we charge on Chinese cars coming into America. And with Europe, it's a 4-to-1 differential. They charge us 4 times as much tax on our cars being sold in their area as we do coming in. And it's actually even worse than that. Because in Europe, they take off the heavy VAT, which is where they have most of their taxes. If the car is exported, they remove that. All internal taxes on our manufactured goods, all the income taxes and so forth, those stay on the manufactured car or whatever as it goes to compete in foreign markets. So we hobble our own manufacturers while these other people have a 4-to-1, a 10-to-1 advantage, even on outright tariffs. So there is no such thing as free trade. And this trade war has been going on for a long time. And this trade war began with the globalists who scream bloody murder if you want to ease that trade war as well. And when we look at this, just take a look at the new dictator for life, Xi Jinping. He issued, at the same time that Trump is saying, hey, let's try to tamp down some of this stuff. And you've got John McCain saying, look at this. He talked to Vladimir Putin. We can't allow that. And you've got Xi Jinping just as bellicose as Nikki Haley talking about Taiwan and Hong Kong and other places and says China will not give up a single inch of our land. Well, you know what? Taiwan is not your land. Taiwan has been independent since Mao took over China. And the people there were free and friendly, just like the people in Hong Kong. And he wants to exert his control over them. And, you know, folks, it's not just formerly Chinese-owned areas that he wants to exert control over. He wants to exert control over the world. And he's been given the power to do it by the globalists, starting with Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with Prebiotic Fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. As I was just saying about China, yesterday we had a very bellicose statement from President Xi Jinping of China. Pretty much like the crazy stuff coming out of Nikki Haley's mouth, but this guy is saying in a warning yesterday that separatists like those in Hong Kong, you know, people in Hong Kong, they had 100 years to live under British rule, and the British were really not very interested in a heavy hand on Hong Kong. It was towards the end of the British Empire. They were losing their will to really strangle an economy and extract a lot of stuff out of them. They kept it as a foothold to kind of control China. They realized they could no longer do that. They didn't want to have a war. So they technically had a lease that they had forced upon mainland China at the point of a gun. They said, all right, the lease is up. You can have them back. And the people in Hong Kong were very afraid of that. You know, Milton Friedman back in the 1980s had a series that was called Free to Choose. And he talked about what makes people free, the economic systems and so forth. Of course, Milton Friedman being a very famous economist out of the University of Chicago. And he kept going back to Hong Kong as an example. And when I was there with my family adopting my daughter, and we stayed in Hong Kong, one of the nicest towns we've ever stayed in. The people there were incredibly nice, especially considering the population density. Very friendly, spoke English because of the long-term presence of the British there. And they'd pretty much been left to themselves, and they were relatively free. They even had banks that backed, printed the currency and backed it themselves, so you had different notes that were issued from different banks. They didn't have a central bank that was controlling the Hong Kong dollar. Kind of an honest system, like we used to have here in the United States without a central bank. And we're going to talk about interest rates and what the Fed's going to do to us in just a moment here. But, it was a nice place. But now the Chinese, at first, they didn't really do anything, but they've gradually started to do things to the people of Hong Kong. One of the things that they have done is to start to force nationalistic propaganda into the schools. And the people in Hong Kong, unlike the people here in America who just let the government do it to your kids, don't you? You don't care. No matter what kind of Marxist nonsense they push, no matter what kind of climate change nonsense they push, no matter what kind of sexualized, perverted, Brave New World stuff they push, teaching transgenderism to kids in kindergarten and so forth, confusing them with gender issues. No matter what they do to our kids here in America, nobody cares. But in Hong Kong, they did care. And they took to the streets in massive numbers. They've had the communist Chinese come down and shut down newspapers and so forth. It's pretty heavy back and forth. So he is talking about separatists. He says, don't you get any ideas, Hong Kong or these other places? And then he also calls out Taiwan, because this has been a sticking point for the Chinese dictators for a very long time. And the U.S. has kind of been the guardian of Taiwan, giving them arms and so forth. The nationalist Chinese took refuge there, and we kind of drew the line at that point. I had some friends back in Raleigh who also adopted a Chinese daughter. She, the wife, was of Taiwan ancestry, and when they started filling out their adoption papers, the people who specialize in Chinese adoption said, do not put anything about Taiwan. Just say you were Chinese. Don't say your parents were Taiwanese. That will kill the deal. They won't let you adopt a child out of China if you refer to Taiwan as Taiwan. So I have to change that. That is a sticking point, has been for a very long time. And so yesterday, he is laying out some ultimatums, essentially, saying not a single inch of our land will be and can be ceded from China. And this was, as they point out, an apparent warning. This is from Breitbart, to the United States, following the passage in Congress of the Taiwan Travel Act that allows Taiwanese officials greater freedom to visit the United States for diplomatic reasons, lending legitimacy to the sovereignty of the Taiwanese government at the expense of China. Well, they are legitimate. They are legitimate. We don't have to pretend otherwise. And if you want to know about the aggression of China, besides a massive buildup in military, far greater than we've seen anywhere else outside the United States, look at what they're doing in the South China Sea. Creating an artificial island, you got some of the environmentalists wringing their hands saying, you're destroying some reefs here and everything. But what they are doing are creating artificial islands and turning them into military bases very close to the coast of the Philippines, where there is a large U.S. presence. Again, establishing and pushing and expanding their military, expanding the territorial claims. The South China Sea doesn't belong to China any more than the Gulf of Mexico belongs to Mexico. And this is being viewed by a lot of people with the same perspective as if we had Russia building, or even, let's say, Mexico, okay, since we're in the Mexico, Gulf of Mexico. Let's say Mexico builds some artificial islands off the coast of Tampa Bay and starts putting military fortifications on it. And so people are looking at this and saying, what are the Chinese? Well, we know what the Chinese are doing and developing their hypersonic missiles and so forth. And then at the United Nations, if you just want to see how the UN and the globalists love China with the same kind of irrational love that they have an irrational hatred for Russia. One of China's most prominent dissidents on Tuesday challenged the communist government's right to speak on behalf of China in the UN's top human rights forum. Why would he challenge that? Well, because human rights don't exist in China in any way, shape, or form. None whatsoever. Why do we give these people a pass on this? Why do we embrace Saudi Arabia? One of the most abusive places on earth when it comes to human rights. But he stands up, a dissident says yesterday, you should not allow the Chinese government to speak here at the Human Rights Forum. It's total hypocrisy. Well, it made Beijing mad, and the Beijing representative, the Chinese government representative, complained and got a reprimand from the presiding officer. The UN, who told this Chinese dissident, who said, it's gross hypocrisy for you to allow the Chinese government to speak at a human rights forum. The UN officer says, you are not entitled to question the qualifications of a national representative. So shut up. You don't get a lawyer, as Lindsey Graham would say. We don't care about human rights at our Human Rights Commission. Don't you realize this is just a dog and pony show that we're doing here? Yeah, we realize that. And then yesterday, when we're talking about Saudi Arabia, the Saudi Arabian crown prince, the dictator who's about to assume the throne, visited the United States and was being shown around the White House and so forth. And on that day yesterday, I'm not going to hear this reported too many places, 44 senators made history by supporting the first ever vote on withdrawing U.S. armed forces from an unauthorized war. What war would that be? The war that has no name here in America. The war in Yemen, where we are supporting Saudi aggression in Yemen. And so on the very same day, Saudi Crown Prince visited the White House and Capitol Hill. This historic vote sends a crystal clear message about U.S. complicity and the Saudi-led slaughter of Yemeni men, women, and children. It's fitting that this historic vote occurred on the 15th anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Iraq, and it's a sobering reminder of the catastrophic consequences of the decision to go to war, a war that President Trump has called the worst decision ever. And yet, he has suggested and pointed, it's still got to be ratified, Gina Haspel, who provided a lot of the phony intelligence that was used to get us involved in that war. And people at the Pentagon were outraged when they saw that this intelligence, quote unquote, was a product of torture. But, you know, Gina Haspel put that out there. Look, I got my name on a report and I was responsible for getting us into war. I'm a pretty important person. And now she's going to be an even more important person. Since the invasion of Iraq, they said it is staggering how rarely Congress has voted on or even debated U.S. wars that we get involved in around the world. And this was a piece of legislation that was put up by Sanders, Lee, and Murphy. Of course, Bernie Sanders and Chris Murphy, Democrat senators, but then also Utah Republican Senator Lee. And glad to see that this is a bipartisan effort. Glad to see that at least 44, if not a majority of them, said we're not going to be involved. And I guess this is, what would this be? I've lost track of the number of wars that we are openly engaged in. Who knows how many wars we're covertly engaged in? We just had some people killed in Africa, some special forces troops there. Is that a war? Was that an aberrant thing or what? But we had 7 wars under Barack Obama. I'm not sure that that included Yemen. Maybe Yemen is our 8th war. I don't know. I can't keep track. Nobody ever gives us a public notification of this. They just send our money and our bombs and our men and women there to die and to kill. And nobody says anything about it. This has been waged in the shadows for 3 years. So it might be one of the 7 wars. Or it might be number 8. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed to your contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. The Austin bomber, who was apprehended earlier today, as we pointed out, they tracked him down. His downfall began with the Federal Express packages. Prior to that, they didn't have any clues as to where to look. But that was the thing that opened up the investigation. They were able to track him down, get information about what he'd been doing online, get his phone number, find him via his phone. And then he fled, ultimately crashed into a ditch. There were gunshots. He blew himself up in the car. And he was previously reported just as a white male, 24 years old. Now they have released his name. Mark Anthony Condit, C-O-N-D-I-T-T. Mark Anthony. I don't know if there's a Cleopatra involved here, but Mark Anthony Condit, and now let the data mining begin. Everybody's going to be searching for that term on the internet and try to find out who this guy is and try to work back what motivation there was there. Of course, we don't know if it was him who went on Reddit and said, this wasn't racially motivated. I just want to burn the world down. And I spent the rest of the hour, this last hour, talking about the people who really do want to burn the world down and really do have the buttons to do it and are screaming at the top of the lungs that they want to do it. People like Nikki Haley, and ignoring the pronouncements of the Chinese dictator who says that he would like to burn down Taiwan if they want their independence to remain. But of course, we're not allowed to criticize those people. We're going to talk about the Federal Reserve, this other tool of globalism. When we come back in the next segment, we've got some updates on that, as well as attacks on cryptocurrency. Yes, using Bitcoin identifies you as an enemy of the state. And this is something that was released as part of the Ed Snowden documents, but it was something that really wasn't paid attention to until we just had somebody go through and mine this information, do an in-depth article on it from The Intercept. Julian Assange says, mainstream media really has not plumbed the depths of this NSA stuff. And I find it very interesting and somewhat puzzling, the reaction to Facebook and how strong it is compared to the non-reaction, for the most part, of all these people to the NSA revelations that came from Ed Snowden. I found that not only validated what we'd been telling people, but I thought everybody would be alarmed at that. But the thing that seems to have triggered the left and triggered Wall Street is the fact that people realized that they were using analytics and data mining to help Trump. This is what drove them over the edge. You got Jim Carrey now doing nasty cartoon drawings of Mark Zuckerberg. He did that with Sarah Huckabee Sanders a couple of days ago. And now he's attacking Mark Zuckerberg. And you got all these Hollywood celebrities calling for regulation and for boycotts of Facebook. It has flipped them over. That was no problem when Obama was doing it, when Obama was bragging about it, when Obama and his data miner, and we're going to play that again for you coming up in the next hour, when his data miner said, I got information on everybody in the United States. But if somebody associated with Trump gets 50 million of these, and it was something that they were doing all the time, they flip out and they want Facebook shut down. Well, good. I'm more than willing to see Facebook regulated or boycotted or shut down. I deleted my account probably 10 years ago. I had an account I was on for a short period of time, and I hated it. I wasn't interested in it, and I shut it down well before I even came here to InfoWars. And had no interest in pursuing that. I knew what they were up to at the time. And yet these people, for some reason, just are starting to catch on. Maybe, just maybe, they might realize how much more dangerous the NSA's surveillance is than Facebook. Although Facebook, of course, is part of the deep state and works for them and is part of the organization that's being used to censor and control the internet, just like they do in China. So yeah, go away. Schadenfreude. Very, very happy to see this happening. We'll be right back with that information and more. Stay with us.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. They have given us a name for the Austin bomber. They had given us his age, told us that he was white, 24-year-old male. Now we have a name, Mark Anthony Condit. And as they pointed out, he was killed, as I've been saying during the program. They identified him. The lead that broke the case was when he went into a Federal Express office, and I guess he thought he wasn't going to be photographed. But they had shots of him in the Federal Express office that really gave them their first lead, and they were able to break the case very quickly. They had 350 FBI agents here in Austin, they said. And that's good. That's what they are supposed to do. That's what they're supposed to do. So glad to see them do that. Congratulations on that. Happy that they were able to take him out. Congrats to the FBI on doing the right thing here. They said, we're dealing with a serial bomber. We have to determine still to see if there was a specific ideology behind this. Now that we know the man's name, I'm sure people will be going over everything that he ever had to say online with a fine-tooth comb in the press, so that information will be coming out. But as we look at this, just understand that in the wake of the shooting in Florida, the high school, we have now seen a massive push towards mental illness. And of course, this guy is crazy. Regardless of what his political philosophy is, whether he's left or right or none of the above, he's still a lunatic. Nobody in their right mind is going to do something like that. Just like the guy who shot up the school. Nobody in their right mind is going to do something like that. And so we had multiple people, unlike this guy, who nobody knew anything about for quite some time, we had multiple people there saying, this guy is dangerous. He has threatened us. And when you have threats like that, and there were 40, I forget the number now, was it 45 or something, that had been made to the sheriff's office, and they declined to do anything? Many people had taken out complaints and said that he is armed, he is dangerous, he's made threats against people. When you do things like that, under the existing law, the Baker Act, they are allowed to remove somebody who is making credible, dangerous threats, and there were multiple instances of this that were ignored by law enforcement, both at the local and federal level, the FBI as well. Multiple instances of that where they could have apprehended this guy in the high school shooting under the Baker Act. And you take them in, and then you have a court hearing. It's a due process. We can always, I'm not sure exactly what is involved in a Baker Act hearing. But let's just, at least there is, whether it is, there's a jury there, whether you're allowed to respond to that, whether it's a real trial, I don't know. But at least there is an attempt to do due process. And that's the way that it has always worked before. Take the guy off the streets and then do due process. And if you find that this guy truly is a problem, then you don't put him back on the street and you take away weapons from him as well. But that's not the way that it's happening now. In the wake of the shooting at the high school in Florida, you had the Republican in name only Governor Scott spend a lot of money, but also put in some new laws that say we're going to take the guns first and do due process later. Well, there's a couple of problems with that. Number one, you go out and you take the guns and you don't take the guy. There's a lot of different ways that you can kill people, right? Look at this guy. He didn't use a gun. He used a bomb. You can use a car. You can use a knife. You can use a baseball bat. You can use anything. The person is the danger. And so the person needs to be taken first. Then comes the due process. Then comes the punishment. But they put this upside down. Just as President Trump said, take the gun first, then the due process, if you have any due process. The Orlando Sentinel reports the first case of this now, taking the gun first before the due process of an individual. They took four firearms and 267 rounds, 267 rounds of ammunition taken from a man. He was then taken to a hospital for involuntary psychiatric treatment and so forth. And they said that this is because of new legislation, that if this had been done the way that it was done in the past, then the law enforcement officers would be guilty. They could be punished for that. They had broken the law. This new legislation permits confiscating guns from people who have not been committed. And so where is this going to lead? We should all be concerned when due process becomes a footnote, if it's there at all. And as they point out in this editorial on Zero Hedge, they said what's even worse is that they have incorporated the wonderful elements of communism, namely stool pigeons and snitches within the family, or an order by a judge. Yes, communism is that system that may deny, along with Marxism, that concentrated on removing undesirables and nonconformists by sending them to psychiatric wards until they displayed correct thinking. That is something that should concern all of us. I had an individual send me an email and say he had just finished completing Florida's largest mental institution. And he said right down the road, another guy who was working with on the construction project, right down the road, they had just built a massive expansion to a hospital, and it was a mental facility. Are they expecting to put a lot of people in mental facilities so they can take guns? I don't know. That should be something we should all worry about when you hear this echo chamber throughout the government, throughout the media. Get the crazy people, lock them up. And what does it take to be defined crazy? We should be concerned about the definition and who gets to decide and what the process is. Yeah, we got a lot of crazy people. and I want to see crazy, dangerous people locked up. But we ought to be paying attention to how this actually happens. You know, we have a Democrat congressman who suggested that we should take up arms to resist Trump. Are they going to put him in an institution? Does he have any guns that we should take away from him? Well, he already is in an institution, and it is a crazy nut house. It's called Congress. And maybe that's punishment enough for him. I tell you, I could never be a politician. I could never sit through the tedious Robert's Rules of Order. I understand that you have to have some way to move this thing through, but it is so detailed and tedious. It would just drive me crazy when I would sit in those types of things. I would just want to bang my head on the table. I could never stand to participate in that process. All right, let's talk about interest rates, because we have the Federal Reserve meeting today, and they are going to be deciding whether they're going to raise the interest rate by 0.25% again this quarter. It's a quarter every quarter, isn't it? Kind of an interesting pattern that we have seen before. And before we get to that, we have this story from Zero Hedge. Banks are finally raising deposit rates 2 years after the Federal Reserve started raising rates. Remember, they dropped them and they kept them very low for a very long time, all the way through the Obama administration, trying to pump some activity into the economy, when what it really needed was a tax cut and regulation cuts and so forth. No, they were going to try to do it by artificial stimulation, not insemination, artificial insemination with paper money. That's what they were trying to do to the economy to revive it, have it have a rebirth. And they point out in this article that for more than a year now, the big banks have been taking advantage of their customers by not raising the interest rates they pay to people who are saving money. Oh, but every time they raise the interest rate at the Fed, they immediately pass that on, plus a differential on the loans that they make for cars and homes and so forth. Oh, they make sure they pass those costs on immediately. But they're kind of slow at raising what they pay people who are actually saving money. And so they're pointing out that J.P. Morgan Chase has raised their average deposit rate by only 0.21 percent points, while the Fed has raised interest rates by 1.25. So the Fed has raised interest rates five times more than they paid people out. So they pocketed the difference, but that's nothing until you look at the differential between what they pay savers and what they charge people for any loan, but especially for things like credit card loans. So they pay you less than a percent interest, and they charge people 25, 50% interest? That has always been called usury, and it should be called usury again. If I did go to Congress, that'd be the first thing I would do, is pass a usury law. Put that back in. They took it out in the 1980s. We'll be right back.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber, and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique
unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to finish up with what's going on in the banks. As I was saying before we went to break, you look at this differential we've had ever since President Trump was elected. The Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates. They're setting us up to burst the bubble that they created. We have seen this happen before. I want you to take a look at this chart. Went back to the history of interest rates. Pull that chart up. And you can see the beginning in 2000, we had a very steep decline in interest rates. And over just about a 2 year period there, they took him down to a floor that was only about 1% and held it there. That's Alan Greenspan. And then what he did in 2004, he began to raise it about a quarter of a percent per quarter. And so the interest rates start going up. You can see the stair step there. If you look at the official Fed rates, it is an actual stair step every quarter going up 0.25%, a quarter. And so he did that over another 2 years. So over a period of 2 years, he took it from about 6.5%. He dropped it to basically zero, about 1%, a little bit less than 1%. And then all of a sudden he starts taking it up every quarter. And then he plateaus out at about 5%. And if you were to turn that upside down, what you would see is like almost like a sine wave bubble that he created and burst. Except it's much steeper on the one side coming down than it is on the other. It was basically a rope-a-dope. Here's easy money, easy credit. Everybody can make money on real estate. You don't have to be a genius. Get in. Get into the stock market. That's what he's doing with everybody now. Get into the FANG stocks or the dot-com bubble. These types of things. But they created this bubble, the real estate bubble, with these interest rates, especially. And they're doing the same thing again now. So they take the interest rates up. They burst the bubble. They do it on Republican watch so they can blame the Republicans. And then they take it down again. Of course, Greenspan got out after he raised the interest rates. He wanted to be out of there before that bubble popped. He didn't want to get any of the chewing gum on him. Like a great big bubble gum thing. You can see it getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So it kind of wound up on the beard of Bernanke. But then they dropped the interest rates again, hold them very, very low for a very long time to try to, as I said before, kind of an artificial insemination of cash, paper money, into the economy to benefit Barack Obama. This was all predicted as the Federal Reserve Act was being debated. You had Congressman Charles Lindbergh Sr., father of the aviator Charles Lindbergh, and he was one of the most outspoken people about this. He said, from now on, depressions will be scientifically created. That's exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. Scientifically created depressions. Oh, they were created so that we wouldn't have depressions, so that we wouldn't have business cycles. It was going to be a never again moment, just like gun control. We're going to have economy control coming out of Washington. How has that worked out for us? Well, we had the Great Depression. Bernanke at least was honest and said, sorry, we caused that, but we won't do it again. Yeah, right. But you also had the guy who has become the guru for all of those, shall we call them court jesters, that tell us the jokes about, and I'm not talking about the late night comedians who are opposed to Trump. I'm talking about the court jesters, the economists who come out as authorities and tell us that macroeconomics doesn't obey the rules of physics and economics like microeconomics. You know, if you spend more money than you make for a long period, you go bankrupt. Oh, but that doesn't happen with macroeconomics. No, no, no. Gravity doesn't work if you've got a big enough rock. And this is money that we owe ourselves and all these other lies that they tell us. From Keynesian economics. So the guy who started that was Lord John Maynard Keynes. And he said this, by this means, government may secretly and unobserved confiscate the wealth of the people, and not one man in a million will detect the theft. Do you see the theft there? Are you the man who sees this theft? I see it. Do you? How many of you out there see this? One man in a million may not see this, but it is quite clear what they did to us 10 years ago, 12 years ago, and they're doing it again now with these continual interest rates. And at the same time, we have seen the bankers orchestrate these situations as they remove the usury laws when inflation got out of control under Jimmy Carter. We had stagflation. We had a stagnant economy and rampant inflation, just the opposite of what we've got right now with Trump. We don't have very high inflation, and we have a lot of jobs being created, the economy doing well, but they're raising rates because they want to tank it. And it's very troubling to see that, but it's also troubling to see how the banks, the big banks, the banks that are too big to fail, the banks that are too big to jail, the banks that are part of this system, where these people, this private Federal Reserve, it's one of the other things that Lindbergh said. He said, you're going to have people here who are going to be manipulating the economy, and this is going to be a private organization, and they're going to be doing insider trading and manipulating the economy for their benefit, because they're going to know when they create the booms and when they create the busts. They're going to know the timing, and they can play that. And they do. And so, but when you look at what's happening, does it bother you? It bothers me when I see the paltry amount that the government pays me on my savings and what they charge me on credit cards or on loans or other things. I think it is absolutely outrageous. Historically, it has been considered to be a crime until the late 1980s. It should be a crime again. It is absolutely criminal for them to pay less than 1%, to pay a fraction of what they get paid for the money that they have on loan. And then as the interest rates go up, not to raise it on savings. Even when they've got a differential of paying you less than 1%, but then they charge people 25, 50%. On interest rates. I find that to be an amazing outrage. But let's take a look at another outrage, because, you know, one of the things that Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is there is to get rid of this corrupt crony system where nobody knows what is going on. Goldwater said that. He says, nobody knows, you know, this whole thing about auditing the Fed, that goes back a long ways. Barry Goldwater was talking about that even before Ron Paul. So, well, nobody knows. Nobody's allowed to know what these people are doing. Henry Ford had said, early part of the 20th century, when it was pretty new, he said, if the American people knew what was going on, there'd be a revolution if they knew what was really going on with the Federal Reserve. It is a crime. Well, we're not going to get Washington to fix this thing. Washington is the problem. We have to transcend Washington. We have to separate Washington. We have to block Washington out of our lives on an individual basis. That's one of the things I like about Bitcoin and about cryptocurrencies. But I want you to take a look at a couple of moves that have been happening lately by the government. This is coming out of the LA Times. They're talking about Bitcoin being on trial. And this trial harkens back a lot to the trial of Ross Ulbricht at Silk Road. Because a big part of that trial coming back, giving a young man multiple life sentences because he was running a website. That was what they found him guilty of. Running a website and using Bitcoin. Accepting Bitcoin for transactions that they would say were illegal. You know, like buying pot or something online. Or more harmful substances. Or other things. But he was basically running a website, if that was him. He still has not admitted to that. But when we look at how they convicted him, this is something that has just turned up in the Ed Snowden things. It should overturn this conviction of Ross Ulbricht, but it is very worrisome for anybody that is labeled an enemy of the state because they get Bitcoin. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Powers, keep on lying. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Keep on dying. Well, I was talking to you about the banking system, about the Federal Reserve and the banks that surround that and that are part of that system, how they have ripped off American consumers and continue to do this, how the whole thing is a scam. What is the way to get around it? Well, the way to get around it is to transcend this corrupt system. And that's the essential idea behind cryptocurrency. And so Bitcoin is now on trial yet again. And this is in San Diego. As the LA Times points out, Bitcoin isn't issued by the government. It can't be deposited into a bank. So should it be subject to the same federal banking rules as traditional paper and coin currency, they ask? And this is coming at the same time, understand, that we have the federal government holding hearings with the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, saying that they want to control Bitcoin. So make up your mind. Is it currency? Is it a security asset that needs to be regulated? You can't make up your mind. You're coming at it from every angle. You're throwing everything you can at it. See what sticks. Are you afraid, government? Are you afraid, Federal Reserve? Are you afraid, big banks? I hope so. You should be. Because you are on the losing side of this technology. You know, technology can be used to enslave us, or it can be used to liberate us. And this is the battle that's going on. It's measures, countermeasures, countermeasures, and so forth and so on. It's not clear who's going to win with this, but it is clear that there is a fight that is going on both sides. People are enhancing cryptocurrency to give people anonymity. At the same time, the government is enhancing all of the tools that it has to try to control this. And so the current situation is an indictment of a man named Morgan Rockcoons. He's 30 years old. He's a target of an undercover sting that depicted him as being a prolific Bitcoin trader. Shame on him. A prolific Bitcoin. That's a crime, right? Who exchanged Bitcoin for a butane hash oil manufacturer without complying with anti-money laundering banking rules. See, he bought something. Presumably, they didn't want him to buy, and he used Bitcoin to do it. This harkens back to Silk Road, and there are more connections to Silk Road in the stories that have just been released about how the NSA has been tracking Bitcoin users since 2013 and talking about Bitcoin being their number one priority going back to 2013. You find that interesting? I find that interesting. I guess I'm now on another list. They're going to be looking at this and saying, who's this guy, David Knight? He keeps turning up on these lists. Now he's on the Bitcoin list. He was on this other list and this other list. Yeah, and here's newsflash for these guys, as if they didn't already know. I don't care if I'm on your list. Don't care. Anyway, he's charged with operating an unlicensed money transmitting business and money laundering. See, anybody can be a money launderer. Remember, they got Dennis Hastert, the pedophile, who had been groomed by the system, groomed by the Republican system, to become the Speaker of the House. This guy was a known pedophile before he ever won his first congressional race, and they groomed him to become the Speaker of the House. They left him there longer than any GOP Speaker of the House. I think maybe longer than any Speaker of the House. I'm not sure. I know it is for the GOP. I'm not sure about for any party. But this guy was a pedophile. Everybody knew it. And then when he started withdrawing money out of his bank account, and I'm not talking about putting money in. That's where the money laundering would come in. But taking money out. And they questioned him, why are you taking out so much money? It's like, what is it? Any business of yours? How much money I'm taking out of a business account? And then he started taking it out in smaller amounts so that it wouldn't trigger an automatic report to somebody. And they said, oh, he's up to something. But it wasn't just that he was up to something. They made that a crime. That should not be a crime. Taking money out of your account should not be a crime. I mean, if you're trying to put money in that is coming from criminal activity, let's say that you are stealing cars and you're chopping them up in a chop shop and you're making lots of money in cash or something, doing an illegal thing, and you're trying to hide that by putting it in the bank, that was really what the original intent of the money laundering laws were. But now they have extended the money laundering laws to say that even after they have looked at all this stuff and determined, okay, well, you know, he had a legitimate business and he was paying his taxes and so forth. That money is in your account. That should be your money. You should be able to do whatever you want to it. No, no, no. You take it out in the wrong way and you still get charged with the crime. See, this is why people are going to want to, as they start to realize this net that has been created under these financial crimes, this is why people are going to want to go to cryptocurrency to escape this corrupt system. And it is also why it is so dangerous for President Trump that Mueller has now extended his investigation into financial crimes, because nobody is safe from financial crimes. They could not get this known pedophile because of a statute of limitations. Politicians everywhere want to make sure that there is only a very short window for prosecution for pedophiles. But for financial crime, a non-crime, they were able to send Dennis Hastert to jail. And they even talked about the fact that, oh, you should be going to jail for your pedophile crimes. But so if you can't get you for that, we'll get you for this made-up thing over here. Well, I have a problem with both of those aspects. First of all, take away the statute of limitations.
so that you can really prosecute people over the real crime instead of creating fantasy crimes that you can use against all of us that should not be crimes. But let's get back to this case. The case has re-energized the debate over how virtual currency marketplace is regulated and whether such criminal prosecutions can stand up in court. Well, they can if the court is a kangaroo court like it was in the case of Ross Ulbricht and Silk Road. Rock Coons has now gone on his Twitter account and spoken out. He says, the insane federal government is hell-bent on banning Bitcoin use. This case will basically make Bitcoin use a crime, something I will not allow as CEO of Bitcoin, Inc. So I have no idea what Bitcoin, Inc. is, but he is not. Nobody even knows who the creator of Bitcoin is, but he's got some company that he got there first and put a trademark on Bitcoin, Inc., I guess. But he says, if I need to, I'll fight these made-up bogus charges all the way to the Supreme Court. Now, here's where it gets even more interesting for you. In 2013, FinCEN, and that's not spelled S-I-N, it's C-E-N. That's the Financial Crimes Network, where they announced, see, this is the way laws are made anymore. You have some regulatory agency that you probably never heard of making an announcement that virtual currency was no different than standard currency when it comes to following the Bank Secrecy Act. And so this guidance, see, this is what, they don't make a crime. A crime is when you violate a law that was made legally by Congress. But these bureaucracies can have announcements. It's an announcement. If only we had George Carlin back, he could do a wonderful thing on this. It's not a crime. It's an announcement. I don't have to give you due process. I can take your property. I don't have to charge you with a crime. You're not having presumption of innocence. Isn't that wonderful? The guidance requires people in the business of exchanging Bitcoin for traditional or other types of currency to register with FinCEN and follow other anti-money laundering measures as banks do, including knowing the identity of the customer and snitching on any transactions over $10,000. And so the Justice Department has been doing this. And they have done this with other individuals. We had Charlie Shrim. He started an exchange business that allowed users to buy bitcoins and to make purchases with bitcoin for a fee. He gave temporary credit to customers to make the deals go faster. And in 2014, he was charged with operating an unlicensed money transmitting business, as well as conspiring to launder money to help customers of, boom, Silk Road. See, all the roads on shutting down cryptocurrency lead back to the Silk Road case again. And this all goes back to 2013, again, where a judge says this. And so now we have the article that was put out by Sam Biddle at The Intercept. He published this yesterday. And he cited several documents that were in the Ed Snowden released documents, saying that since 2013, and when was it that FinCEN did that? Yeah, that's right. It was 2013 they made that determination. So since 2013, they've been funneling this information to other federal agencies, like maybe FinCEN. And as Biddle put it, maybe the conspiracy theorists were right. Yeah, we were. We were. And we've got some other conspiracies to tell you about when we come back that we're right about as well. Yeah, in hindsight, yeah. It's not a theory if they're actually doing it, folks, and it wasn't that much of a stretch to understand that they were doing it. And a conspiracy is simply something that's illegal that involves more than one person. And we have a vast conspiracy. It's called the federal government. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I gotta say, they're amazing. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys, I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to tell you where this is going, where it has been, quite frankly. There's some interesting data that has come out about what the NSA was doing with Bitcoin users in 2013, at the same time that FinCEN declared that it was going to be regulated as if it was money laundering. And at the same time, a couple years later, they came back and they went after Ross Ulbricht with Silk Road. It's all tied together. It's all tied together, and it has some very interesting implications, not only for Ross Ulbricht and the Silk Road miscarriage, the kangaroo conviction that they got against him in the kangaroo court, but it also has some very important implications for you. Cryptocurrency is something that is very badly needed, one tool that we can use against this corrupt Federal Reserve System that has taken over our government. And believe me, folks, they have taken over our government. These politicians are nothing but the entertainment branch of the military-industrial banking complex, as Frank Zappa said. But before we get back and finish up that story, and I've got something I want to tell you about abortion that is absolutely amazing and outrageous as well. But before we do, real quickly, the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are what make this program possible. And your purchase of products that support your health, that help you to prepare for an uncertain future, because this world is uncertain. We can never say never again. People learned that lesson after World War One. This is an uncertain world. So we have products there that help you prepare, but we also have products that help you to make yourself healthier, to improve the quality of your life right now for you and for your family. Here are some of the new products that are on special right now. We have a new addition to the Super Blue line. That's our line of products that have nano silver in them, toothpaste, mouthwash, and now we have added Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle at an introductory price of 33% off. It's great for oral use like our other products, or it's great for using on your hands to clean your hands. Silver is something that has an ancient remedy that is antibacterial, and it is something that is still used, as I pointed out earlier, in burn units. They still use silver as a key ingredient in stopping infection on somebody who has been severely burned. So you can get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle at an introductory price of 33% off. We have reformulated Myco ZX, our product to help you fight dangerous toxin with toxins in your body with natural ingredients. That has been reformulated. It is now Myco ZX Plus, and you can get that at 50% off. And finally, we have Alexa Pure Breeze to make sure that you have clean air in your home. Revolutionary air purification system, looks great, runs silently, very, very effective. I've had one of these since the fall in my home. We have them all around the office, as a matter of fact. It's one of the reasons why I bought one. It is now $50 off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the products that we have there. We really do appreciate your support. It makes this program possible. All right, what's going on with the NSA? They've been tracking Bitcoin users since 2013. And as they point out here, during the 2015 trial, Silk Road creator Ross Ulbricht's defense attorneys raised questions about the government's case. They said, where did you get this information that you have here? Oh, well, you know, we just had it. I don't know. You know, parallel construction or something like that. I don't know. Although they were ultimately disregarded by the jury, these questions have continued to bother crypto users who have an affinity for so-called conspiracy theories. Why would that be? Because we don't trust official government media, public relations, and the legacy media that puts that out. They pointed out vagaries in the FBI's account of its years-long pursuit of Ross Ulbricht, and they questioned whether the Bureau had truly discovered his involvement on its own or whether they had help from other deep state elements, namely the NSA. The judge, who eventually sentenced Ulbricht to life in prison without the possibility of parole, refused to entertain the argument. Of course, because it was a kangaroo court. We saw this happen with the Bundys. The same thing happened. The judges come in. It's like, oh, no, you know, that Sixth Amendment, that doesn't apply here. You don't have the, we're going to tell you which witnesses you can call. We're going to hide evidence from you. Not going to let you know. And when we have corrupt agents that we are prosecuting for their crimes that were right on top and deeply involved in your case, we're not going to let the jury know about that. No, none of that. And we're not going to let you know where we got this evidence either. That's why we don't trust them. We're not. Conspiracy theories. Come on. But they were correct. It means that the whole government's case is now built on evidence that was ultimately inadmissible. See, this is the key thing. They convicted Ross Ulbricht with information that they had obtained without a search warrant, that they had probably obtained illegally. Now, they maintain that they got that legally. And, of course, we've had William Binney, the former chief technical officer of the NSA. We've had him on many times. And one of the things that William Binney has warned us about is the fact that the NSA will come in and with their loose interpretations, let's say, of the law, if they even cared about the law, they will come in and say, well, we have a person of interest. And that person of interest, they'll take one hop, two hop, three hops, four. I don't know how many hops they give themselves, indirect. But basically they say, well, you know, this person of interest used a cable, used a physical cable that is used for communications. And so because they were on that cable, we're going to get everybody that was on that cable. And what they're saying is that has now been exposed in these documents that we've had. The guy that did this was Sam Biddle, writing for The Intercept, went back and looked at these Snowden documents, talk about the fact that they had a program that they called, well, it was a program that was codenamed Oak Star, and they had a app that they called Monkey Rocket. And so they have all the details about how they would do this. They would, if they notice that you're a Bitcoin user, they would steal your password information. They would monitor your internet activity. They would look at the unique device identifier that's called the MAC address. Every computer, every cell phone has a MAC address, so they can take that down right there to you. That's how they caught the bomber, with that type of thing. They could track all that stuff, all your network ports. They could look at timestamps to identify Bitcoin targets. And in these documents, they say Bitcoin is a number one priority. Why is that? Because their tool of control, their ultimate tool of control, is the central bank. And this is where the fight for freedom is really going to hinge, is on this. And so Julian Assange says, yeah, NSA says Bitcoin is number one priority. Good work by Sam Biddle, but Bitcoiners have suffered 4.5 years of attacks they didn't need to, because The Intercept and The Washington Post and The Guardian did not follow the WikiLeaks model and continue to conceal most of the Snowden archive. You understand, it's The Intercept and The Guardian who got all of this stuff. And we were saying at the time, from the very beginning, they said, you know, I appreciate the fact that Glenn Greenwald is putting this stuff out there, but he is dripping this stuff out so that he can build a media empire, not for the public's good. And what Julian Assange has said is that they have kept this information hidden and they're still dripping this stuff out. And now people have been suffering under this. They didn't realize they were public enemy number one simply for purchasing Bitcoin, because The Guardian and The Intercept and, of course, The Washington Post have kept this information secret. Why would you keep this secret? He said, do what WikiLeaks does, which is put the stuff out there. Let everybody go through it and try to, so much data. They don't have the personnel to sort through this. You need to crowdsource the investigation, put it out in public, and they should have done that. But anyway, we're going to have more developments on that. We only have a minute, just under 2 minutes left. I want to talk a little bit about what's going on with some updates on abortion. But we had an amazing story come out. It was put up on Life News. It was an abortionist. Her name is Leah Torres. Now, she has deleted this tweet, but as Life News said, it was brutally honest about being an abortionist and how she kills babies. She is operating in Utah. And somebody asked her if she hears the screams of the babies that she aborts. And she came back and said, you know, fetuses can't scream, right? I transect the cord first, so there's really no opportunity. If they're even far enough along to have a larynx, and I won't apologize for performing medicine. So she takes these babies and the first thing she does is cut their larynx so she doesn't hear them scream. Isn't that nice of her? And she calls that practicing medicine. And then she took on people who were absolutely astonished at her frankness, at her hard-heartedness, and she engaged them. And Cecile Richards, who is currently the president of Planned Parenthood, liked several of her posts where she defended her initial tweet, but then eventually some people with the murder industry, Murder Incorporated, told her that this wasn't good PR, so she deleted it. Never apologized, never backtracked, just deleted it. And as they point out in this story, the abortion industry kills nearly 1 million unique living unborn babies in America every year. But they disguise this with their propaganda about choice and about health care and about claims to rights to kill children. Why don't we have some marches about that? Stay with us. We'll be right back, and I've got some more abortion information.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The Nacin iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. In the last segment, I was just talking about this cold murderer, Leah Torres, the abortionist. But when somebody asks her if she hears the kids scream, she says, no, I cut their throat first thing. That way they can't scream. Even if they're developed enough to scream, I don't hear it. Don't care. And then she engaged in defending that position with people who could not believe that she would be that frank, that cold. And then took it down because she said, well, I was told by some of my friends, I said, well, we want to open up a dialogue between the pro-abortion and the pro-life people here in Australia. So could you kind of take that down for the greater good of reproductive health? And she says, yeah, so it was inhibiting our progress in cutting the throats of children. So she took it down. But before she did, her replies to people were liked by the president of Planned Parenthood, Cecile Richards. And I want to put that, bring that up there because it puts it in context some of the stuff that's going on right now. We've got some legislative moves that are happening in Mississippi. We've had the toughest abortion ban in the United States. They have now lowered the age of viability, legally respected viability, to 15 weeks after gestation. And as soon as that bill was signed, within 6 hours, you had a federal judge say, nope, can't do that. Can't do that. And, this is what we continue to see. As you have judges shut this down. Now, this is in Mississippi. They have only one abortion clinic in Mississippi. And at the abortion clinic, the Jackson's Women's Health Organization. Yeah, right. Women's Health Organization. The clinic performed, by their numbers, they said they had 78 abortions in 2017 when the fetus was identified as being 15 weeks or older. And they said that was only out of about 2,500 abortions that we performed. At the clinic, that's statewide, and most of those were performed at that one clinic. I find that statistic odd. That's kind of like saying, well, it's not a big deal. We only killed 78 babies, out of 2,500. So the question is, did they kill 2,578 babies, or did they only kill 78 babies? That's the question. Talk about moral relativism. That's it in spades. In Ohio, we have had, again, same situation, legislation blocked by a federal judge. Any impingement on mass murder blocked by a federal judge. And this one is legislation that has followed the pattern that we've seen in several states. We have had not just Ohio and Governor John Kasich. Finally, he did something right. Not just John Kasich there, but this has been done in several different states. They have banned the abortion of children who have been identified with Down syndrome. And this was immediately struck down again by a federal judge. And this is all based on a prenatal test, you understand. They draw out amniotic fluid, and sometimes it's correct and sometimes it isn't. I mean, wouldn't it be a tragedy if you electively decided that you wanted to kill your baby because it had Down syndrome and then it didn't really have Down syndrome? As I pointed out, we had a close friend of ours who was pregnant with twins. And the test said that Down syndrome was present. Now, they didn't know which one of the babies had Down syndrome. They couldn't tell. And she refused to have an abortion. Her sister, who is a pro-choice feminist, never talked to her for the rest of her life. And she would have, if she had aborted those babies, she would have killed a perfectly healthy baby. One of the babies did have Down syndrome. And that family went through a great deal of, it was a trying time to have a Down syndrome child, but it was also a real blessing to them at the same time. And as we look at this, and the statements made by these judges say that federal abortion law is crystal clear, said the judge. Well, it's not a law. It's a Supreme Court precedent. It is a decision that is made by the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court frequently reverses itself on those decisions. Just think back to Andrew Jackson and the Supreme Court and the Cherokees. First they sided with Andrew Jackson to punish the Cherokees. Then within 1 year, that same court said, no, we can't live with that. We're not going to do that. And Jackson did it anyway. And that's when he made his famous statement. Well, you've made your decision. Let's see you enforce it. Now, he was wrong on what he was doing, but he was right about the division of powers. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You found it. It's the Real News. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We've been talking about abortion, and it is something that I personally find appalling. And I want to read for you an editorial, some excerpts from an editorial, that was put up on the Washington Post. I would have aborted a fetus with Down syndrome. Women need that right. And there is a debate that is going on right now across this country. We've had several states that have put into, that have passed laws saying that you are not going to be able to abort a child simply based on a prenatal test that may or may not identify these children as having Down syndrome. And these are laws that have been put on the books in North Dakota, Ohio, Indiana, Louisiana. They have all passed legislation. Right now, there is a fight in Ohio, and we've had a federal judge immediately strike this down as soon as it was passed into law and signed by Governor John Kasich. And the attorney general there in Ohio said, I strongly disagree with the district court's ruling that there is a categorical right to abortion that prevents any consideration of Ohio's profound interests in combating discrimination against a class of human beings based upon disability. And this is not even based upon disability. This is based on the presumption of a possibility of disability. And so he says, we will be appealing. Now, to give you an idea of some other aspect of this, the judge, whose last name is Black, in this particular case, who immediately struck that down, the federal judge, he's had his impartiality questioned in this. This guy used to be an unpaid director of Planned Parenthood in Cincinnati from 1986 to 1989. He was a board president in 1988. He recused himself from a 2014 case involving Planned Parenthood after Right of Life of Greater Cincinnati objected. And yet, he has now ruled on this abortion case. Say, no, we have an unassailable right to an abortion. This guy who has, for his entire career, had connections to Planned Parenthood. This is corruption, folks. This judge ought to be impeached for moving ahead on something for which he had a conflict of interest and did not recuse himself. Remember Jeff Sessions said, well, you know, I did meet with that Russian ambassador once as a senator. as if that was something unusual. So I will recuse myself from this whole matter because I want to be above reproach. Well, this judge is not above reproach, and if he is not above reproach, he ought to be impeached. But let's take a look. I began this whole thing with the in-your-face admission by an abortionist in Utah saying, I don't hear the screams of kids. I cut their throats first. This is the cold-heartedness of these people. And when we start to talk about abortion in light of Down syndrome, you can really see the eugenics agenda that began all this stuff with Margaret Sanger. And there was an opinion piece, because all this is happening across the country. Back on March 9th, this woman, Ruth Marcus, writing for Jeff Bezos' political blog, The Washington Post, said there is a new push in anti-abortion circles to pass state laws aimed at barring women from terminating the pregnancies after the fetus has been determined to have Down syndrome. Again, not certain. And I told you a case at the top of the hour about a friend of ours who's pregnant with twins. One twin had Down syndrome. The other one didn't. If she had gone with that, she would have aborted a perfectly healthy baby. And other people have gotten false positives. Everything in medicine is not certain. Remember, Stephen Hawking was given 2 years to live by experts. He lived for 50 years. And when I talked about that, and I talked about Down syndrome babies, I said the two put together, think about this. Think about all the talk that we hear about the quality of life. And we're going to kill people like Terri Schiavo because we don't think she's got a good quality of life. And you're going to kill people like Stephen Hawking because you don't think he's got a good quality of life? How dare you? How dare you sit on judgment about whether or not somebody has a right to live or good quality of life? That is the essence of eugenics. It can be applied racially, has been applied racially. That was Margaret Sanger's real initial motivation. Let's put all these clinics in the black areas to solve the Negro problem. And this woman goes on to say, well, isn't that the point, the prenatal testing in the first place, so I can determine if my baby has Down syndrome so I can abort it? That is the point of eugenics, lady. That is absolutely the point of eugenics, your prenatal testing. If you believe that abortion is equivalent, she writes in the Washington Post, to murder, to the taking of human life, then of course you would make a different choice. But that is not my belief, and the Supreme Court has affirmed my freedom to have that belief and to act accordingly. Well, I would just say that the Supreme Court doesn't have the final word. The Supreme Court is not a moral arbiter. As a matter of fact, they've exceeded their authority on multiple times. We've had the Supreme Court tell us back in the early part of the 20th century, some of the first movies, it's like right after Birth of a Nation, when the guys who worked on that created, that was about the American Civil War. So the guy that did all the costumes and everything said, you know, the thing that's really impressive about that, I'm going to do was my costuming. So I'm going to do my own movie. And I'm going to do it about the American Revolution. Call it Spirit of 76. He went to jail for that because Woodrow Wilson was pushing a war and he wanted to go to war with Britain. You know, kind of like Nikki Haley's doing right now. And so what they did was they threatened this guy, said, you make the British look too bad in that movie, Spirit of 76. You better edit that. He didn't edit it. They sent him to prison. They gave him a $10,000 fine. This is like it was before 1920. That was a massive fine. And he took it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, you don't have any First Amendment rights with a movie. Let me repeat that. The Supreme Court said you don't have any First Amendment rights with movies. And that stood until the mid-century, in the 1950s, before they overturned that. And as I said about the Cherokees, the Supreme Court initially sided with the authoritarian tactics of Andrew Jackson against the Cherokees, the Trail of Tears. And then they saw what was happening with that. And within 1 year, that same court overturned itself. And then Andrew Jackson did it anyway because he had the power to do that. He said, they've made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. They were morally right, but he had the legal authority to do that. Now, I don't care if you think that the Supreme Court has the legal authority to amend our Constitution. If you think that the Supreme Court creates laws, I hear this all the time from these people. This is a bluff from the legal community. These people who lie to us all the time, these lying lawyers are telling us the Supreme Court is writing laws. It's the supreme law of the land. Baloney, it's not the supreme law of the land. They gave that right to themselves, Marbury versus Madison. I don't recognize that. Thomas Jefferson didn't recognize that. Andrew Jackson didn't recognize that. I don't recognize that. You shouldn't recognize that. These people don't create laws. They don't amend the Constitution with their court decisions. And they reverse themselves all the time. The same courts even do it. So they aren't the moral authority. They aren't the legal authority. But this woman says, well, I'm going to be blunt here. That was not the child I wanted. So you know, that's not the child I wanted. That's the eugenicist argument right there. And a pro-life congresswoman was absolutely outraged with this. She put out on Twitter, she said, well, you know, I know how difficult it is to be told that your child's life is going to be different than you dreamed. She said, when our son Cole was diagnosed with Down syndrome, my husband and I were given a long list of challenges and complications from his doctors. But when we looked at Cole, we saw potential. Today, Cole is in the fifth grade. He finds joy in learning. He is a big brother, a great big brother. He's very personable. He's very motivated. He's in Cub Scouts. He plays basketball. He lights up a room, and people are drawn to him. She said, I can't find the words to express my contempt of this editorial from this woman. And so she comes back and writes another one. And she said, the silenced majority of women who would abort a fetus with Down syndrome, defending it again, this woman on the Washington Post. And I'll give the last word on this to a man with Down syndrome who went to the UN. This is a story that just came out 2 days ago. It's on Breitbart. His name is John Franklin Stevens, a man born with Down syndrome. He told the UN that a world without people like him would be a poor world, a colder world. Yes, a colder world where women, like I talked to you about before, slit the throats of kids that don't meet their standards, the kids that they don't choose to allow to live. That's the colder world. You know, it's just amazing. He said, see me as a human being, not as a birth defect, not as a syndrome. I don't need to be eradicated. I don't need to be cured. I need to be loved, valued, educated, and sometimes helped. And we all sometimes need help. And it is going to be a cold world if the ruthless abortionists have their morality enforced on us.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com. or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to be talking to Stacey Washington in this segment. She has an interesting article that was just on the Washington Times throwing shade on the Second Amendment. And she's talking about the retailers that are coming out and practicing age discrimination against people and what kind of liability that might have for them. But we've got a lot to talk to Stacey about. Before we go to Stacey, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. And we have several items that are now on sale. We have a new product, Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. And, of course, that joins our Super Blue Toothpaste and Super Blue Mouthwash that have nano silver in them. And it is harmless to you, but harmful to bacteria. It kills the bacteria in your mouth, and that because that bacteria, if you let it stay there, that will create gum disease. It will create heart disease and so forth. So it's been very effective with that. We also now have it in the form of a gargle, and that's the new product right here at an introductory price of 33% off. It's great for oral use or even for your hands. That's Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle at an introductory price of 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have our air purification system, a wonderful, attractive unit that is silent, even on the highest speed, very effective. I know that because I have one in my home. We have many of them around the office. It is now available. That's Alexa Pure Breeze for $50 off at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, we have a new formulation of Myco ZX to help your body fight dangerous toxins in your food, your drink, your environment, and do it with natural ingredients. Myco ZX Plus is now available at 50% off as part of our relaunch. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That is what funds this operation. That is what keeps us independent as well as able to conduct this operation. All right, joining us now is Stacey Washington. She's co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. She's a host of Stacey on the Right. That is broadcast daily on Urban Family Talk at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find her on Twitter at Stacey on the Right. Also, her website is StaceyOnTheRight.com. Thank you for joining us, Stacey.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me in today.
We've had a couple of interesting developments in the last 24 hours or so. We've had another shooting. This one stopped by a police officer in a school, unlike the previous shooting in Parkland. And, of course, that would not be allowed by Mayor de Blasio. He doesn't want anybody with a gun, even a uniformed officer, because, you know, guns are just evil. And then we had the mad bomber that was going around Austin, showing that you don't have to have a gun to kill people. And you don't have to have a motive. This guy has just been stopped this morning, early this morning, by the police and by the FBI. But tell us a little bit about your take on these moves by retailers to attack the Second Amendment.
Well, it's interesting because I wrote that piece a couple of weeks ago, and then you know how it is with these submissions. You send your submission in, and then you wait. And you're like, are you going to take this? And they're like, yeah, we're swamped. We're taking it. And then you're like, this story's getting, but oddly enough, it's not getting stale because these stories are still out there, David. And so The big problem that we have is that people aren't paying attention to the details. If you look at the story in Maryland, which is very fresh, and it has to do with a student bringing a handgun into the building and shooting a couple of his classmates, and then the resource officer rushing in and doing a very good job of confronting him, chasing him down, and shooting him. The student shot, and he returned fire and ended up, the result was the student died. But the resource officer he didn't die. So this idea that was promulgated after Parkland that if you are a police officer and you go in and confront the shooter, that you're going to die, you're staring down the barrel of a gun. Well, that's a police officer's job. But here's what they haven't been talking about, David. Maryland is a gun control state. Remember, Maryland was at the tip of the spear for Operation Choke Point. During the Obama administration, they used to pull people over. They'd run your tags, see that you were a concealed carry permitted person. You wouldn't be carrying a firearm because you're coming back from vacation down in Florida. They'd pull you over, empty all of your belongings, all of your luggage, your family's belongings out on the side of the road in the snow, and make you stand there for 2 hours while they searched everything to make sure you weren't improperly carrying a gun through the state of Maryland, the People's Republic of Maryland. So they have gun control there. They have, you have a waiting period to purchase a gun. You have to be a certain age above and beyond the federal limit to purchase a gun. So if these laws worked, how did that kid who, by the way, was carrying an illegally obtained weapon, how did he get a gun and take it into a school and shoot his classmates? So these gun control measures don't work.
And you look at Baltimore, for example. Baltimore has had record murder rate this last year, ending in December. And so, again, all of these gun control regulations, even stricter in the Baltimore area, the way they harass people and handle them, and yet none of that works. It's not effective.
It doesn't work. And so this isn't about me not wanting to have a discussion about new laws. We do have something that needs to be done in relation to firearms, and that is the Fix NICS database. We need to fix that database and add the 7 million there are 7 million felons who are not in that database. So they can go out and buy a gun and shoot up a church like the guy in Texas. He was a prohibited possessor, yet he wasn't in the NICS database. So that bill is a gun safety bill. Republicans support it, but Democrats don't because they don't want to give Republicans another quote unquote win. And that's ridiculous. We're talking about people's lives here.
Yeah. You know, when you look at this and we look at all these measures that have been proposed, I mean, part of this is just a recognition, as I pointed out earlier. You know, somebody can walk up behind you and hit you in the back of the head with a baseball bat and kill you. But then other people around there can, if there's enough people, they can subdue that individual. The difference is the difference in power. You know, even at that Parkland school shooting, we had a big football coach. Now, he could have taken out that guy if the guy didn't have a gun. But because he had a gun, he killed that big coach who was trying to shield people with his body. That coach was even though he was a big guy, he was at a disadvantage in terms of power and control because he didn't have a firearm. But if you have a firearm, it is at least an equal chance with somebody. Even if you are a small female, you've got an equal chance. Even if it's a big guy with a gun. If you both got a gun, you've got something of a chance. And they want to demonize the AR-15 and these other weapons that were used. They conveniently ignore the fact that it was the Texas church shooting, that the good guy who stopped it was not an armed police officer, but he was a guy that had exactly the same weapon as the shooter. They continually talk about the shooter having had an AR-15, the murderer, but they don't talk about the hero having an AR-15. Doesn't fit their narrative.
Well, it doesn't fit the narrative, and it also takes away from this whole idea that we need more laws. It's already illegal to blow people up, shoot them, shoot people in schools, to fire guns on people. At any point, it's illegal. It's illegal to own a firearm or to lie on a background check if you are a felon, if you're mentally ill, if you're taking psychotropic medication. I mean, if you read the form, the federal background check form, and you read all of the pages, you see how seriously our government takes illegal firearms ownership. And the idea that we're suddenly going to implement some kind of gun control flies in the face of the facts. We have a huge illicit gun market because we are so stringent on felons owning guns. And we have 400 to 600 million firearms that are lawfully owned in this country. And that's the best guesstimate when you take the numbers from background checks. So if you take the numbers from background checks and assume that every single time a person buys a firearm, they don't just buy one, which is the case for me. I don't normally go buy one gun. I buy more than one.
That's right. All right, we got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Stacey Washington, Stacy on the Right is her program. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each That's other right. and ourselves, we can take our country back.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Stacy Washington. Stacy on the Right is her program. And I know Stacey wanted to talk about this Marxist agenda. I've talked about this many times. The fact that they have, people on the left, have traditionally, throughout Europe, they have used the class distinctions, the economic distinctions, these Marxists, to foment revolution, distress, unrest, and division is what I meant to say. And that gives them their opening. They can create a revolution, and they can turn things around if they can exploit that class differential. Here in the United States, that didn't really work out too well, except along the lines of race. So they focused on that. In the early days, Bill Ayers came out and he invented with the Weathermen. They started talking about white skin privilege. That is now the established core curriculum of every educational institution, because Bill Ayers stopped bombing buildings and he went into education. But now there's a new turn. What they're doing right now is they're going to combine those two. After fomenting this division between black and white and saying you can't get anywhere if you're black, so you need to have a revolution and you need to tear down the system, now they're also throwing in the economic aspect to black people, saying, and also, by the way, you are being held down with this economic class system that is also based on skin color. So I wanted to get your comments on this, Stacey.
Okay, so I want to first point out that, you know, I usually don't run around saying that study is bunk. You know, I usually actually really enjoy pouring through in-depth studies like this where they've taken 10,000 families and they've followed them for some years. But
and this is at Stanford and Harvard, and this is put out by the New York Times. Yeah. So the usual suspects.
It's published in the New York Times, and it's written by Emily Badger, Claire Kane Miller, Adam Pearce, and Kevin Keeley. But the study itself, it's interesting. It's led by researchers at Stanford, Harvard, and the Census Bureau. And what they did was they didn't actually follow 10,000 families the way you sometimes see, where they'll say, you know, hi, we're from Stanford and we want to follow your family. And then they check in with a family and do interviews once a year for 10 years or 20 years. What they mean by following families is they chose 10,000 families from the census and they followed those families over time through census tracking mechanisms. So census data that was submitted, 10,000 families with a net worth of a million or more. And what they found is that, and they have this beautiful graphic that you have up on the screen. I commend the graphics people who did the work for this study. I don't think it's a good study, but I do think the graphic people were geniuses because it sorts the people out. The yellow blocks that you see are the white boys. The blue blocks are the black boys. And you can see distribution-wise, the black boys are disproportionately represented in the lower fifth, so the poor adults. And they end up being 22% of that group and only 17% of the rich adults, which means they remain rich in adulthood. What the Census Bureau study does not take into consideration is that while they mention crime, they don't specifically speak about the correlations to different positive family norms that contribute to wealth building. So the ones who are in the poor adult category, did they commit crimes? Did they refuse to complete their high school educations? Did they refuse to complete college? Did they complete college but get degrees in African-American studies? You know, jobs that don't pay well. Did they go into social work? Social workers are often socioeconomically disadvantaged. Social work doesn't pay well. So there are a lot of different factors here. And what I want to say to people out there, and this goes for white families, but I'm specifically speaking to black families because they're under attack by this study, is that there are things you can do to prevent yourself from falling into poverty, and there are things you can train your children to know to lower the incidence of the opportunity for them to fall into poverty. And that is, crime doesn't pay. Crime equals poverty. That's number one. Number two, a faith-based lifestyle results in fewer negative socioeconomic outcomes. So if you decide you're going to be a churchgoer, you're going to love God, you're going to read the Bible, even occasionally, it's shown with lower incidence of mental health problems, criminal activity, divorce, people who are faithful have better sex. You're going to have a better life if you practice your faith. That's number two. And number three, turn the TV off. Tell your boys they're amazing. Tell your girls they're amazing. Don't put up with TV during the week, during the school year. Let them play sports, but put that behind their education. Be their parent, not their friend. And most of all, no one outside of your household can determine the trajectory of your children more than you can as their mother and father. And if you decide to stay married, if you decide to keep putting up with each other, that the grass isn't greener, that you made the right choice the first time, you can almost guarantee your kids won't be in poverty because a married couple that remains married after their children leave from home has a better ability to help those kids if they should fall into the cracks, because you're married and you still have two incomes, or at least a fully intact household where you can say, let me pay your rent for this month. Let me fix your car for you. Your child doesn't have as many of the things to face in adulthood alone as someone whose parents are divorced or uninvolved. So,
oh, yeah, you know, absolutely. Because you got, you know, as you said, you know, you've got one or maybe two incomes. You haven't had a lawyer steal all of your assets. you don't have to pay for two separate households. That makes a big difference. You know, it was just the other day that we had the University of California putting out a guideline saying these things are racial microaggressions, telling people that America is a land of opportunity, telling people if you work hard, you're going to succeed. That is a racial microaggression, according to the left in California, or even things, Stacey, like saying, when I look at you, I don't see a skin color, or we're all one race, the human race. You know, that is a Christian idea, that we're all of one blood and that there isn't any distinction there. We have distinctions of nations, tongues, and tribes, but not of skin color or race. That's not a distinction. That is something that was, that is alien to the Christian perspective. But if you say that kind of stuff, you are a racist, according to California.
Okay, so So those aggressions that David just rattled off, I was laughing a little bit if you could see my face during that moment. So here's the thing. I tell my friends, my close friends, where I can have these kinds of conversations that are white, that it doesn't win for you with black people if you say, I don't see color, because it's basically like saying, you know, you can't see them, right? So I can see the color of other people. I don't mind seeing the color of other people. There's nothing wrong with it. There are other ways to express that. So I think the left has taken that statement and they've effectively made it a bad statement. And I understand the meaning behind it, but it just doesn't work when you say, I don't see color. What I do think is important is when we have relationships to be genuine with each other and to kind of admit to ourselves, the liberals will never admit this, but David, you and I can. These kinds of things, microaggressions, stuff like that, real people don't talk like that. Regular Americans don't acknowledge that stuff. Only activists do. So we don't have so much to worry about from that than we do the regular interactions that we have with each other. And if we're genuine with each other and really treat each other with respect, you're right. That we don't have races. We have ethnic backgrounds that are, you know, geographically based. And we're all humans. We can all donate blood to each other. We can marry each other. We're all of the same phenotype. So we're people. Yeah. And I think if we treat each other that way, we're going to do a lot better. And you know, just ignore the activists because they talk a lot of mumbo jumbo that doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, when you go back to Martin Luther King, what he said was, I want people to be judged by their character, not by the content of their, not by the color of their skin and so forth. So, I mean, that's really what people are referring to when they say that type of thing. But they don't want you to focus on equality of opportunity. That's what Martin Luther King was talking about, was equality of opportunity. They want to say equality of results, and that's what the New York Times was doing with that chart, saying, well, we need to have equality of results. And as you correctly pointed out, it depends on what, how you were raised and what your goals are. And if you think that you're going to become a professional sports player, that is very few people that are going to do that. But that can be the major focus of people in your culture or whatever, in a particular group, saying, oh, we're going to train you to be a sports player. I've known a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to be a professional. My son's really good at baseball. I'm going to train him. That doesn't really typically happen to most people. That is a small part of the lottery.
It is. And so when I'm having these conversations with people, you know, I like to keep it straight and dirty. and here's what I mean by that. Look, there's proof. There's quantifiable evidence that in America, you can make it in America and it doesn't have anything to do with your race. And so it doesn't mean that there aren't any racists. It means that a racist cannot actually stop you from buying a house or living in a neighborhood or doing things that used to be the truth years ago. So keep that in mind. And the liberals want you to ignore that and to think about race, because if you don't, that energy could be put into being successful, and successful
absolutely
people
right. Absolutely right. It's called equal opportunity. That's what the goal used to be. StacyOnTheRight.com, and you can find her on Twitter at StacyOnTheRight. Thank you so much for joining us, Stacey Washington. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now now, we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that Patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together, we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime wolves. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'll tell you, people are walking away from Facebook. It's pretty amazing. You know, we look at this story with the Cambridge Analytica. 50 million people, but as I played for you the clip yesterday, Obama's head of media analytics had bragged about the fact that they had swept up the entire country and were analyzing it that way. But 50 million people taken by this company that also did research for Ted Cruz and for Ben Carson, and Ted Cruz fired them, and it didn't work for Ted Cruz or for Ben Carson. They did some work for President Trump, obviously, if they're doing work for all three of these individuals, and these other guys fire them, whether or not, it wasn't the determining factor, folks. But it has made the left, and especially the Hollywood celebrities, it has caused them no end to consternation. We got Jim Carrey, Rosie O'Donnell, all these celebrities now calling for regulation, calling for a boycott. It is trending on Twitter. hashtag delete Facebook. I am all for that. As I said, I deleted them a long time ago out of my personal life. I'm sure they're still following me with breadcrumbs and so forth. They think they're entitled to know everything about me. For the longest time, we have told everybody, look, if you're getting something for free, you are the product. You are the product. How do you think Mark Zuckerberg got so wealthy? I mean, you even got Jim Carrey drawing nasty cartoons about Mark Zuckerberg, not even attacking Republicans for the time being. What flipped them? I mean, did they not see the Ed Snowden stuff? Do they not realize that when government does this kind of stuff to you, they do it far more detailed and that it's far more dangerous? The government goes through and starts trying to profile people and sends people to jail. Takes all your stuff. Facebook takes this stuff, and even though they don't like it, they give this information to people who try to sell you things. Sometimes it's little consumer trinkets, and sometimes it's a political candidate. But that's not, as much as an invasion of privacy, as much as that is an invasion of privacy, that is not as dangerous as the government having that information. I told you at the beginning of the program how back in 2013, they started setting up these financial rules to entrap people on Bitcoin. They used this kind of dragnet surveillance by the NSA, which was illegal. You know, what Facebook did is not maybe reprehensible in terms of privacy, but it's not illegal. What the NSA is doing is illegal. And they used it to get multiple life sentences against Ross Ulbricht in the Silk Road case. And now they're coming after other Bitcoin people. They said Bitcoin is the number one enemy. So you're an enemy of the state if you use something that they see as a threat to their major tool of control, the banking system. And that's where people really need to be focused on. But so you got this stuff out here. The reality is that this has been happening with Facebook for a very long time. You got Mark Zuckerberg hiding out. You got Wall Street dumping their stocks. This has been a revelation of method. And I'm just really surprised that it took this to wake the people up, that it took the fact that it was connected to Trump somehow to get them upset. Oh, wait, look, Trump used analytics. This is all bad now. It's like, well, you know what? It's been bad, and that's really isn't where the most dangerous abuses come from. You need to wake up to the NSA, folks. And you need to have hashtag delete NSA. That's really what you need. Hashtag delete FISA. That's what needs to happen. Hashtag delete CIA. I don't pick it. If we can't oversee it, and we've tried to oversee it for half a century now, maybe we should delete them. I don't have a problem with that. But I want to talk to you about something else that is coming out of the left right now. In this last couple of minutes of the program, we've got about 5-6 minutes here. There's a story that came out of NPR that was brought to my attention. Just came out yesterday. And it is a hit piece on InfoWars and on Alex Jones. And what they do is they start out with these people who were attacking the pastor, Frank Pomeroy and his wife, the First Baptist Church down in Sutherland Springs that was attacked. All those people were killed. Now, NPR consistently refuses to talk about the fact that it was a hero with an AR-15 that stopped that shooting, that tracked that guy down and stopped him and took him on, shooting him as he was still at the scene and still shooting, and then chased the guy off, and they pursued him. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the fact that the AR-15 and a former NRA instructor stopped that. But we have people out there who want to make, and I talked about this at great length. I had on a former pastor at that church who we had the very first day, and he broke the news here nationally that the hero was using an AR-15. CNN said, oh, it was a shotgun. He said, no, it wasn't a shotgun. And let me tell you what happened. I talked to him. He's very upset that it took him that long to stop the shooting and so forth. And so we broke that news with that former pastor here that early Monday morning, the first time that anybody had that he had used an AR-15. We never said anything about that being a fake event. But we have a couple of people who, and we spent the whole hour showing that first they attacked Joe Biggs at an Antifa rally. He was covering an Antifa rally, and they attacked him saying, you know that all these shootings are fake. Every shooting that ever happened is always fake. Nobody died anywhere, anytime. And he goes, that's baloney. They got into a big argument. There was shouting and screaming and flipping of certain hand signals. You see that on the video. And then at the same time, one other individual goes over and hands this pamphlet to Owen and says, yeah, we're investigating the shooting. Okay, well, there's something to investigate, and mentions the name of the flyer. And they say, see, InfoWars endorses this idea that nobody died. And that was an absolute lie. And you can see that same time they're doing that, didn't tell Owen what it was about. But yeah, he didn't know that they were saying nobody died. And we didn't say that. And yet they use this dishonestly. They go for a couple of pages here talking about these individuals who were subsequently arrested for harassing the pastor who lost his daughter and so forth. I spent an entire hour of the program talking to the former pastor, showing how these people operate, disavowing anything to do with these people. I have had a former CIA officer come on this program the day after the Las Vegas shootings. Nobody died. Nobody died. And I said, well, I don't believe that. Goodbye. I will not talk to him again. This is a setup. This is the setup of the state. And now we have NPR doing the same thing again. They talk for more than half of the article about how these people said nobody died. You know what? It isn't a binary choice between nobody died and nobody lied. That's not the choice. When we do an investigation and we question information that is coming out about things, and we question the way that an event is being used to sell an agenda, then they want to come back and say, well, you're just all a bunch of fake conspiracy theorists who said nobody died here. That is their lie. That is the way they choose to attack us, to try to shut down any discussion of the way that they misappropriate events. And so they go from this situation in Sutherland, Texas, that again, we had nothing to do with it. And then they talk about that particular situation, call that guy a conspiracy theorist, then say, oh, and then Alex Jones is being sued for being a conspiracy theorist about this lawsuit from Brennan Gilmore. And I just talked about that yesterday with Lee Stranahan and how phony that lawsuit is. And they quote him by saying, well, they take vague data points from your bio and the fact that I worked in government, the fact that I worked on Democratic politics. Well, maybe the fact that he and the people who became the de facto spokespersons at that event had ties to George Soros, Open Society, Black Lives Matter, all these types of things. That's why they were at that event. But when they take over an event and they used Brennan Gilmore and these other people to push back against President Trump and brand him as an ally, as a racist of the white supremacists that were there because he said there were bad people on both sides. President Trump was right about that. There were bad people on both sides. And these people who are deeply involved with the globalist elite and all of their affiliations. Yeah, that's on your bio there. You can't escape that, can you? You guys are proud of the fact that you're a part of the Fabian Socialist Society and so forth. The fact that you had all these alliances with these George Soros and Open Society and other things. You're proud of that. Proud of the fact that you went on CNN Town Hall and pushed Black Lives Matter and the whole controversy about kneeling and so forth. You're very proud of that, and you became the mouthpiece for pushing back against President Trump and accusing him of being a racist. And then when somebody says, well, look at the political affiliations of these guys, look at their bias, you are a conspiracy theorist. You have to shut up. Well, we're not going to shut up. We're going to show where you're coming from. We're going to show how you hijacked that, and we're going to talk about the fact that NPR smears us by comparing us to these other people that they absolutely know that we have disavowed. They know that we never said anything about that. And so they do half of the article talking about the people saying nobody died in Texas. And then there's Alex Jones, and now he's being sued for this exact type of thing. And they quote Lee Stranahan. They say he implies the attack was a setup designed to use Heather Heyer's death as fodder. No, he didn't say that. He said the way she's being used. See, these people who are hijacking us, and it is a shotgun approach, not against just us, but a lot of media organizations. They hijack these events. They use these events. They use the death of these people to push their agenda. Didn't say it was designed. That was NPR's smear. Thanks for joining us.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the vitamin mineral fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt weak. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew. And I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.